everybody to Health, Wealth, and Divine, also known as Juwanza for Life. My name is Juwanza, and I just want to say, beautiful day. Actually, they're all beautiful. Depends on how you look at it, okay? But every day is beautiful, so let's just make sure that we start looking at these days and moments with the proper perspective so that we can, in fact, enjoy each and every moment that we're here on this planet. I mean, that's the reason we're here, right? For the enjoyment of life. So let's make sure that we start adopting the proper perspective so that we can make sure that we enjoy every second that we are alive. Hey, everybody, Happy New Year. If you celebrate this time of year as being the new year, a lot of people wait till around the spring when the when the new life is coming back, and I can dig it. So, but for those who celebrate this time as the new year, Happy New Year to you. I have got a show that is very, very special. Okay, I've been wanting to interview this brother, the brother that's coming on next. I've been wanting to interview this brother for a minute. Okay, I saw his information and somewhere else, and I was like, wow, this is going to be, if I ever get a chance to interview this brother, this is really going to be a very, very powerful, special interview. And Nater worked it out, and so my person is very, very grateful for that. And so, for those who have tuned in and are listening live, you already know why that you're here. You know that you're here to hear my special guest. But for those of you who are just tuning in or are going to be listening to the archives and you never heard of my brother before, well, introducing to one and all, Kitab Kim Ma'a. Okay, I've been waiting to interview this brother for a long time, and I want to say Duau to or Wahehi Metura in comment. For introducing us, because, again, once I had seen this brother's information before, I said, oh, wow, this is going to make for a powerful, powerful interview. First, before I even bring my brother on, I want to take a moment and thank him. Brother Kitab, I want to say thank you, my brother, for the work that you do, with all of the healing work that people are out here doing. Anytime you meet somebody that's helping our people, our persons, our communities, and thus helping the planet to heal, then a debt of gratitude has to be extended to you, because you don't have to do this work. I mean, you could be doing something else. I mean, so to somebody who has, and I can look at your bio and see that for somebody, you've dedicated many years of your life to this work. And so I want to say, Tuau, thank you, my brother, for all of the work that you've done and the lives that you've touched and will continue to touch. And so with that, everybody, as you know, tonight we're going to be talking about Ra Qi Gong for health and longevity. That's Ra Qi Gong. You've heard of Qi Gong? Well, this is Ra Qi Gong for health and longevity. Introducing Kitab Kim Ma'a. My brother, welcome to Health, Wealth, and Divine. Great to have you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
My pleasure, my brother. Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, you're good.
Okay. So, thank you for the amazing introduction. I think it's and I just want to say I feel very privileged and honored to be on this radio show, Juwanza for Life. Kudos to you for, creating the platform for individuals to come forward to speak about various topics on health and healing. And, so I guess I'll start today's presentation out with just a little bit about me for the individuals who don't know me. I'm from the Washington, D.C. area. And I had the privilege of traveling abroad because my mother worked for the Foreign Service. Mm-hmm. And she, I give a kudos to her because she really did such a phenomenal job in regards to exposing me into, various cultures. So the first place that we traveled to was Beijing, China.
Okay.
We spent 3 or 4 years there. And there, I had the opportunity to study with Liu Laoshi and you know, predominantly it was all about wushu, bachi, chuan. I competed in straight sword, bent sword, mm-hmm. also known as lian dao or lian jin, and received actually third place in the Beijing International tournament.
Mm.
You know, so back then, you know, I considered myself a firecracker. I thought Qigong was for the old folks,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that was really just my inexperience, you know, speaking. But, you know, I was close enough to be able to kind of get a glimpse of it. Fast forward, we moved to Shanghai, you know, and then we spent some time down in Argentina, and I played professional basketball there. So I was always athletic. I was always involved in sports. I was always moving and grooving, you know. So I found the passion of coaching because I had coaches. You know, I had individuals who worked with me to develop me, and, you know, I looked up to those coaches. And, you know, I attended North Carolina Central University, did about 3 years there, and then I moved back to the Washington, D.C. area, and it was at that point where I had the opportunity to come across Qigong once again, and it was introduced to me by my instructor, who goes by the name of Dr. Rao Nafarmen, and that was the Tree of Life Qigong. And, you know, they say, you know, to become a healer, you know, you first have to start with yourself, you know, because you can't necessarily go out into the world and, you know, you're all beat up and broken and you're trying to fix other people. So, you know, that essentially ignited, you know, my journey. You know, I started working as a personal trainer, and Qigong really didn't, you know, come into fruition in my life until, you know, I went through a healing process. And, you know, I'm still going through that process because it's like an onion. You know, you peel the layer, you get to another layer. You know, you peel the layer, you get to another layer, you know, until you're able to get down to the core of your being. You know, so it really only came into fruition until maybe about 3 years, you know, with proper and serious study and practice. So Ra Qigong really upped the ante for me. You know, it showed me how much I needed to work on personally for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I really just became really passionate about this form because the benefits were immediate and very, very prominent and strong.
Hmm.
This system is created by Dr. Rao Nafarmen, who's been teaching, you know, Chinese medicine and Qigong for, you know, over 35 years. And I had the privilege of being able to, you know, study with him as a member of the Sarasota Society and, you know, become one of the senior instructors of this system. I've studied eight-piece brocade Qigong. I've studied, you know, Zhang Zhuang. I've studied, you know, Qigong breathing and embryonic breathing and, you know, all of these different forms of Qigong. But what stands out to me about this form is the integration and the great wisdom that he put into it. So before I get into it, I just want to kind of backtrack and go over just some of the basics so that we can make sure that everybody is on the same page and we can throw the mysticism that oftentimes comes with Qigong right out the door.
Sounds good to me.
So, Qi, the word Qi would be closely translated into English as bioelectricity. And every cell in the body is essentially a dipole, carries a positive and negative charge. Now, these cells organize themselves throughout the bloodstream into a positive charge or positive flow and a negative charge. The positive charge is known as cation, and the negative charge is anion.
And paxion, is that?
Out,
I'm sorry, brother.
Cation,
was that P-A-X or paxion? Because I'm writing too. I'm taking notes, my brother.
No worries. Cation. Cat as in cat, C-A-T.
Okay.
I-O-N. That's the positive charge.
Okay. Okay.
And then you got anion, which is the negative charge.
Okay.
So that would be A-N-I-O-N.
Got it.
So, you know, we have to be clear in regards to the body systems and how it functions. And, you know, I want to move forward in this direction because, you know, I've been in the fitness industry for about 7 years. And we have to be able to bridge the gap between, you know, just basic anatomy and what the body is made of to really understand the science behind Qigong and then get to Ra Qigong. So we
okay.
got the positive and negative flow in the body, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I took all of the blood vessels out of the body and laid it into a line, that would be 100,000 kilometers long.
Hmm.
That's 2.5 times around the Earth.
Mm.
Okay?
Man.
Now, but the heart, when the heart pumps, it only takes 28 seconds for the blood to be dispersed, you know, through the arteries, all the way down, through the vessels, and then back up into the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Only 28 seconds, but yet the blood vessels extend 100,000 kilometers. So this is how powerful the body is,
mm-hmm.
right? So when the heart mm-hmm. pumps and those cells are off to the race, that speed in which those cells flow creates that bioelectricity or that life force body or that chi body,
mm-hmm.
okay, that emanates. You know, it's what gives life. You know, animation. You know,
okay.
It's what powers the persona. You know, when people talk about personality,
mm-hmm.
you're just looking at a complex of various energetic expressions. So qi is bioelectricity, right? That's the qi body. That's what, you know, as a qigong student, you know, as a qigong master, you're seeking to understand so that you can balance that life force body within yourself first and then within others. And gong pretty much sets the standard because gong simply means hard work, study, cultivation, deep, protracted thinking and cultivation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something that, you know, you can just master in a day. You know, this is something that comes about over a course of time. So it's really a lifestyle, right? It's a challenge. You know, when you learn about Qigong and you know, practice Qigong, you really have to adopt the lifestyle because everything is energy.
Mm-hmm.
And your energy is with you until the day that you die, every single day. And the management of that energy is the work.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So Qigong is the lifestyle, right? Now this life force body, and I don't want to go too deep into it, but I want to just make sure everybody kind of, you know, if you don't know anything about traditional Chinese medicine and Qigong, you know, that you have some reference points and some basics.
Okay.
So this life force body is organized, right? 12 meridians,
12
primary meridians.
Okay.
Yep. That hook up into the various organs. And then you have 8 extraordinary, they call them extraordinary meridians.
Okay.
Now, these eight act as reservoirs. So you could think of the 12 primary meridians as rivers.
Okay.
Right? And
mm-hmm.
the reservoirs control the flow, how much water is flowing in that river. So when let's say, you know, you got the lung meridian, right? The meridian that flows, you know, through the lungs and throughout the body. That meridian is running low. You know, the eight, you know, part of the eight extraordinary meridians job is to increase that flow of that current to balance out.
Okay.
Right? So the body is always seeking homeostasis. So we have this wonderful, beautiful creation that works to seek homeostasis. And as a Qigong practitioner, you learn how to work in harmony with that, right? Now, these organs in the body govern, you know, the emotional expression. You know, if you have, let's say, an excess liver meridian and you have too much water flowing through that channel, then that, you know, provokes a tendency to be over assertive, you know, or aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you find yourself, you overexert yourself. You know, your child messes up and you come out running with the rules.
Right.
You know, and
child's lucky.
And all he or she did, you know, all he or she did was, you know, spill the yogurt.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So the goal of Qigong, the goal of Ra Qigong is to balance out, to make sure that everything is flowing properly throughout the meridians, right? You got the five organs and then their pair, right? So you got the lungs, the heart, the liver, the kidneys, the spleen, right? And, you know, and then you have their pair, so they have a yin and yang pair to it. Right?
Okay.
Now, not to get any further, I just want to go over. So the heart, you know, governs the ability to, you know, experience joy. You know, when there's too much energy going through the heart meridian, you know, you get overly excited. You know, that's like the person who, you know, meddles into other people's conversations and he doesn't even know their first and last name.
They just
touchy feely, and you know they ain't even right. they don't know this person from nowhere, and they're all up in their business. You know, you got too much energy flowing through the heart. You know, or you know the person who's dealing with lack of motivation. You know, they're chronic fatigue, right? You know, they have no kidney energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all of these, depending upon the flow of energy through the meridians in these various organs, correlates to the expression of the persona. And the beautiful thing about that is the fact that, you know, we have an objective model that leads to proper code and conduct, you know, as opposed to, you know, just saying, this is how I am,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then when you find yourself in life is, you know, requiring you to be, let's say, you know, more joyful, you find yourself struggling to manifest that joy because there's not enough energy flowing through a particular meridian,
mm-hmm.
right? So if you are learning about Qigong, that puts you in the driver's seat to allow your person to learn how to control and to modulate your energy so that you can put yourself, you know, in the center of the circle.
Okay.
And the reason why I say the center of the circle is because, you know, the center of the circle is equidistant to its circumference.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts you at the most advantageous point, right? If you were to balance all of your energies through Qigong, then whatever situation in life that you get into, you can perform successfully because you're at the center of the circle, right? If life is requiring you to be patient, you know, then you know, okay, all right, I gotta, you know, I gotta make sure that I'm steadfast. You know, I gotta boost my kidneys up. I gotta make sure that my kidneys are nice and toned up. You know, the energy's gotta flow through that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or let's just say you have a hard time, you know, dealing with, you know, emotions of, you know, you worry a lot, right? You're always worrying. You know, you're thinking about tomorrow. You're thinking about yesterday. You know, next week ain't even come, and you're just concerned about next week, you know, or Donald Trump's president, you know, I'm going bald already.
Right.
You know? Then,
he ain't
then,
even in office.
Then you know. Exactly, right? You know, and, I know a lot of people that are really just making themselves sick because they're worried. You know, they're really, you know, they're scared and they're really worrying about the future. Now, you know, you gotta come back to the circle, right? It's, you don't have to be worried to be concerned, right? You don't, you know, you don't have to worry to, you know, put yourself in a position in which you feel like, you know, now you got to do something, right? You always have that freedom to choose, you know? So just wanted to give everybody kind of like an overview of what are you doing when you're doing Qigong, when you're cultivating energy, right? What's the mission? What's the purpose, right? And that's to move yourself into the center. Once you do
that, you know,
that,
brother,
uh-huh.
I was just going to say, I think for a lot of people, and thank you for the overview. I think you're laying a very strong foundation for the discussion. But I think for a lot of people, when it comes to even the discussion of, say, even Chinese medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, and when people start talking about meridians and, you know, terms like that, I think for people in the West, oftentimes it could be a challenging concept because, for example, if a person goes to the gym, let's say they might go to the gym with the intent on building muscle mass. They say, I'm going to go work out, and I'm going to get cut, okay? Now, they can start to, you know, after a few weeks or months or whatever, they can start seeing the definition in their muscles and, you know, they can actually start to see, you know, the results that they're looking for. And I think that for a lot of people, when it comes to traditional Chinese medicine and even the topic on meridians, it's like talking about the chakras, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, I'm told they're there, you know,
right.
But I don't know, I can't touch them, you know what I'm saying? So you know, so for those people that are, you know, that are, you know, feeling that way that, you know, hey, you know, I understand, I've heard about meridians, you know, I know, I'm told they do this and they do that and I believe it, but how do I know if, for example, my liver qi is low? You know, what would be a symptom of low liver qi or kidney qi or whatever? Or would it be, for example, like fatigue, chronic fatigue? You did mention chronic fatigue. That would be evidence of something that, and you can relate that to a particular organ in the body.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
That person, for example, you can get. There's a book Dr. Ron Nufarman wrote. It's called Tree of Life Qigong, and in there's pretty much like a personality analysis, and you can go through that book and check off what applies to you, right? Because, and let me just backtrack really quick. The difference between the schools of thought, you know, from East and West, is qualitative versus quantitative, which challenged it challenges the mindset, because a lot of times in the West, being that, you know, we typically take a quantitative approach, you know, and we want to measure it, and, you know, we want to put a number to it, and, you know, it challenges things, because it oftentimes leads into the belief or the idea that says, if I can't see it, it's not real.
Right, okay.
You know, but the funny thing about it is, you know, we tend to kind of think about things segregatively, because we know if we step off that cliff, you know, you're going to go tumbling down, you know. So there's gravity, but we can't see it,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
but we respect it.
Hello.
You know? Yeah, and, you know, we have to be able to take, you know, we have to be able to change the mindset, and change or apply that same level of respect to qualitative. You know, the quality is essentially, the quality of the expression of the persona is essentially what we're talking about. You know, you may not be able to see the liver meridian or the kidney meridian, but if you fail to, you know, You get 8 hours of sleep and you wake up and you're still tired, you know, then you can say, hey, you know, the quality or energetic expression of how I'm feeling is low. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I really feel tired. And the emphasis is on the feeling,
mm-hmm.
right? So there's a big emphasis on feeling when it comes to, you know, Chinese medicine. Now, but
okay.
the funny thing about it is they scientists have now measured out and mapped out and proven the existence of meridians. You know, I think it was a Japanese scientist, but they've gone through, they've done the test, you know, they put it through, you know, rigorous, you know, scrutiny, and essentially it's now well known. Yes, meridians are real. They do exist. You know, that
mm-hmm.
Organization of the life force body is forever and will forever be imprinted on the body until the day you die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it brings the person out of a different mindset, and, you know, Ra Qigong will take you there. You'll really start to understand qualitative reasoning once you're done doing Ra Qigong, you know, because once that energy starts flowing and you start to say, hey, I'm no longer tired anymore, you know, I can work a 14-hour day and
mm-hmm.
still feel like what's next, you know, then you'll come into that position of knowing, oh, this is legit,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Hm.
So
the Ra part of the Qigong
mm-hmm.
title of the not the title, but the, you know, for lack of a better term, the system, the name of the system, Ra Qigong, to me, I just assume that, okay, well, if it's Ra Qigong, and my understanding of Ra is that Ra is energy, that
mm-hmm.
and then we're talking about you mentioned the gong being work, and cultivation,
mm-hmm.
I mean, actually doing the work to cultivate the chi or the energy, how then would Ra Qigong differ, say, from five-element Qigong? I interviewed Shekha Metta Aneta on,
mm-hmm.
we did a series on that, and he went through the whole system, you know, the different meridian, not the meridians, but the different organ systems, and is it in the
mm-hmm.
approach? Is it in the approach to the I guess the exercises with the because I don't want to assume anything, you know, because I was thinking also
right.
when I saw the Ra, I was thinking about of course the Ra initiation, you know. So is the approach different? Is that what it is? The approach to the or the goal, maybe the goal different than in the other form of Qigong?
Well, the goal is the same, and it's always about balancing out the life force body, right, which has an effect on, you know, mental body, emotional body, you know, the physical body, you know. So mm-hmm. it's all about moving back into the center of the circle. Now, the application is very much different. This is the all-inclusive, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Ramnath Amin and his genius came up with this system, and he organized it in such a way in which by the time you're done, you've hit every single meridian.
Okay, okay.
Every
okay.
single meridian. Now, how is that possible, right? So when you go out and you know you get the book and you know you're watching the DVD, it starts off with a basic stance called Wu Ji, okay, and Wu Ji just simply means emptiness, right? So
mm-hmm.
Ran Qigong was built off the top of what they call Zhang Zhuang, which is standing meditation.
Okay.
Now, standing meditation, so I get in my stance, I'm standing straight up, I bend my knees slightly, and I bring my arms slightly, I raise my arms slightly as if I were trying to hold an egg in between my armpits but not break it. You know, I'm not squeezing it, but I'm not dropping it either.
Mm-hmm.
Now, immediately, two opposing forces kick straight in. The first one is gravity, which is a downward force,
mm-hmm.
right,
yep.
that the Chinese call the yang energy or the heavenly energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it flows downward. Now, Newton's third law says that, you know, if I give force, there's got to be an opposing force to that force that I've given, you know, not
mm-hmm.
verbatim, but that's pretty much
right.
what it says, right? And that opposing force is the yin energy or the earthly energy. That's what the Chinese call, you know, coming from the ground. So when I bend my knees and I put slight tension on my legs and I sink, the Chinese say sink the qi, and my
mm-hmm.
weight drops into my heels,
mm-hmm.
now I'm activating that yin force. Now these two forces affect the body. You got a downward force in which you're going to utilize as a means to relax the body, right? To relax, you know, from the outer core, you know, the muscles,
mm-hmm.
to the deepest part of your body, you know, the fascia, the tendons, the ligaments, you know, the joints,
mm-hmm.
you know, the organs, the diaphragm, the glands, you know, the eyes. You're literally looking to relax everything.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Now, that's just the setup. Okay? For example, Wu Ji is an exercise in itself. You know, when it comes to Tai Chi masters or, you know, famous martial artists like Bruce Lee, you know, it was noted that he would stand in Wu Ji before he did anything for an hour, you know, for an hour and 30 minutes to 2 hours, you know. And the reason why is because it's a Zhang Zhuang or standing meditation is stillness or movement within stillness. So you have the opportunity to become familiar with the landscape of the inner world or your inner body, right? So that's the beginning of Ran Qigong. The second piece is there's essentially 14 motions combined with 14, you know, mantras or sound vibrations. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so you know it's like the triple threat, right? You're in Wu Ji the entire time, and you're going to go about through the various positions, holding those positions for a length, for a good amount of time, you know, let's say a minute a position or 2 minutes a position, right? Mm-hmm. 3 minutes a position, right? Depending upon your skill level and your endurance.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're holding the position, you know, your arms could be above you, they could be in front of you, they could be behind you. You're going to chant a particular sound.
Okay.
You know, one of the sounds is, hey.
Mm-hmm.
And while doing that for an extended period of time, you're activating a particular organ.
Okay.
Right? You're cleansing out. These are healing sounds. You're cleansing out a particular organ, right? The foundation of illness in traditional Chinese medicine is stagnation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And stagnation leads to, you know, sub-health conditions, you know, blockages,
yes.
You know, and then, you know, can manifest into full-blown illness. So when you're chanting and creating a vibration from, you know, the sound that you're making, you're breaking up that stagnation. And this is simple. I mean, the reason why, you know, everybody on this call can hear my voice is because, you know, there's a vibration that's coming from, you know, my voice box and my voice into the eardrum, right? And, you know, it resonates. So that resonance when you're chanting is penetrating the body, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you've done all 14 positions, you would have penetrated the liver, the lungs, the spleen, the heart, the kidneys, right? And, you know, the yin and yang pair that goes with those things. So that would be like the small intestines, the large intestines, you know, the gallbladder. You know, these are all the pairs of the primary five organs.
Okay.
So essentially what you're doing is by cleansing out these meridians, you're bringing yourself back into the center of the circle.
Okay.
And if you do this enough time, it's just like when you work out and you're doing sit-ups or you're doing planks. You know, you're planking every time you come to the gym. You know, the body has memory, you know, muscle memory. Right? But it just doesn't have muscle memory. It also has cellular memory. So you're charging the body up. You're storing that chi. Right? You're energizing the body. So you get to a point where you're always energized.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're always in the center. You know, or if you're not in the center because, you know, let's say something, you know, you lost your peace or you lost your cool about something, you know you're off. You got to come back to the center, you know, so you center yourself. This is the whole understanding of I need to center myself,
mm-hmm.
you know. So Ra Qigong puts you in the driver's seat, you know, and allows you to navigate the body, right? The other thing that happens when you're in the stance, Wu Ji, right, the first thing that everybody is going to feel is the muscular tension.
Okay.
So this is, you know, this is the fitness part. You know, it's all fitness, really, you know, but this is the part most people can kind of, they're like, ooh, man, you know, I feel that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My legs are working, my arms
mm-hmm.
are working, my back's working, you know, it's total body, you know. It is total body because you're holding, you know, these various positions for a length of time. So you're improving the quality of the muscle endurance. You know, your muscles are not lengthening nor are they contracting. They're in an isometric. That's what, you know, in the fitness industry, we call it isometric hold. You know, they're just sustaining. You know, so it's a sustained amount of tension over a duration of time, right? Isometrics. So you're increasing the ability, the body's ability to, you know, muscularly sustain a contraction.
Yes.
And that's different from, you know, modern day fitness. You go to the gym and you're pumping weights and muscles are contracting and they're relaxing and they're contracting and they're relaxing, and you're building all of this lactic acid, which is what we call, you know, when they say feel the burn, right? That burn is the lactic acid that's coming, you know, out of the contraction. And, you know, it has this, you know, negative effects on the body. You know, it also comes, you know, oxidation, and, you know, there's this big crave about everything, you know, antioxidant, you know.
Right.
So you're tearing down muscles. You know, when you're doing a bench press, you're tearing the muscle down. And what the body does is, you know, over a course of, you know, rest and, you know, sleep, it goes back, it recruits amino acids, goes back to that chest, you know, the chest area, and it builds that back up, you know. So that's anabolic, the tearing away, and catabolic, the building up.
Okay.
And what separates Ra Qigong from that is the fact that it's just catabolic. You're putting a minimum amount of tension on the body, and you're building up. You're building up. You're building up because you're taking in more oxygen. You're breathing in deeply, right? And through the chemical reaction that the body goes through to produce more qi, you know, that comes from the breathing,
okay,
right? And that's another component. That breathing has to remain constant throughout the entire form. And, you know, that's going to challenge some people. You know, you don't necessarily always have to be focused on the breath or very meticulous when it comes to breathing when you're working out. You know, you're doing jumping jacks and, you know, you're doing sprints and stuff like that. This slows you down to allow you to really understand how to breathe and how to take in more oxygen, which in turn energizes the body, not the, right? So this is a catabolic workout. You're building up, right? You're toning those muscles. You're bringing in more oxygen into the system. You're increasing the internal circulation. Okay? So this is all happening in Wuji. And then as you move from the next position to the next position to the next position, simultaneously you're incorporating, you know, the mantras and the vibratory frequencies or frequency. So, you know,
so
in this
genius,
Wuji.
Oh, I'm sorry. By the way, for everybody that's listening, there is just a slight delay. So if you know, I start speaking and it appears as though Brother Kitab Kimai stopped speaking, and then come to find out that wasn't the case, then it's just that it's just a delay. It's not that I would intentionally speak over my brother, and I know he would not do the same either. So just know that there's a slight delay, everybody. So you know, that so that you know what's going on if you actually hear that. So just briefly, I just wanted to make sure that I'm clear and that everybody else is clear. Wu Ji, then, would it be fair to say that Wu Ji is like the home base for the practice, that the other practices or the other forms or exercises are going to stem from that? Do you start there, and from there, then there are the 14 motions with the 14 mantras?
Exactly. So Wu Ji is, you know, primarily, you're going to be in Wuji the entire form, the entire practice. But the thing that differs is the fact that, you know, your arms are going to be holding different positions. You know, they're going to be in different positions. But your legs, your knees are going to be slightly flexed throughout the entire time, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that slight flex puts tension or compression on the bone structure. So this is the other amazing thing about Ra Qigong, because when you put pressure onto the bone structure, bones are piezoelectric, right? So that tension or that pressure challenges the bones or encourages the bones to emit, once again, qi or bioelectricity.
Mm-hmm.
Your bones are also the manufacturers of cells, you know, the red blood cells. So stimulating the bone is increasing the production of red blood cells, right? So you're building up on all levels to the deepest part of your being. And once you get acclimated with the form and you go through it, this energy, all of this energizing, you know, you get energy from the bones and energy from the breath and energy from the cleansing of the meridians, and now the river is flowing properly. You're gonna go through and navigate throughout life, you know, powerful, energized, clear-minded, you know, able to reason, you know, able to, let's just say if you lose it, you know, you're able to, you get knocked down emotionally and you're able to get back up. You know, you're not done and out. Life is not over for you, you know. Some people are depressed and they just stay depressed. They just can't get out of that, you know, dark hole. But this is the key. You know, Ra Qigong is the key to, once again, putting yourself back into the circle. So you're strengthening yourself mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. This is total body. This is not just muscularly total body, as we know today in fitness, but this is energetic, this is mentally, this is emotionally, this is spiritually, which is quite profound, because I've been in fitness for 7 years, and, you know, the foundation of getting new clients is based off of a consultation process. And in that consultation process, that individual lets me know, hey, this is what I want, this is what I'm here for. You know, and 9 times out of 10, they correlate looking a certain way to feeling a certain way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge misconception, and you have industries off of that misconception, or that, you know, maybe there could be some vainness there or insecurity there, and they make millions. They make millions off of that, because when we go through like sales training, they speak to us in a manner in which they want us to put our finger on that emotional, they call it an emotional hot button, you know? And if you can, you know, put yourself in front of that person and tell them why they're, you know, the workout that or program that you'll create for them is going to remedy, you know, that issue, then, yeah, they'll buy. But it doesn't work like that. You know, I've had clients that, you know, we've been successful, you know, and I've had clients, you know, it's just like they just pay the bills, you know. And I'm not saying that in an insensitive way. I'm just saying that physical exercise is just that. It's physical. You have to be able, you have to get to the core essence of who you are. And Ra Qigong is the solution, because you're manipulating your energy, you're balancing your energy. And if you can keep that, then you'll have all the motivation in the world that you need.
You know,
because motivation.
Yes. Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead. I don't want to cut your sentence off. Go ahead, my brother. You saying no to the motivation?
Motivation is motive force. We're talking about energy. And it's important to be motivated about living life, you know. That's what success is, you know. You got to be motivated to do better. You got to be motivated to learn and, you know, about yourself. You got to be motivated to aspire to something better, to make change, to work together. You have to have that energy. If the energy is not there, then, you know, the the quality in which you move about your life is going to depreciate or diminish, or you're going to get slapped around, you know?
Yes. You know, it really sounds like I'm really enjoying this. I'm over here taking notes like crazy. You know, I'm really seeing that this system, it really sounds like the missing link, you know, for a lot of people, because there are a lot of people that completely separate their spirituality from their health, you know, and even those that do feel like, okay, you know, I'm living in a body, you know, I know I've got to maintain it if I want it to be, you know, if I want to stay in it for a while, I know I want to, you know, maintain it, but, and so because they want to maintain it, they might jog, you know, they may go to the gym, work out, you know, do some things like that, but the Ra Qi Gong and its effects and all of the benefits that you just outlined are so powerful, it's clear that this system is not just going to affect your body, improve your, you know, just your overall wellness, but if you could talk about for a moment just the effect that it will have on your spirit. I mean, because, again, with all of the benefits that you just talked about, I mean, just its effect just on the life force, which, of course, is going to, you know, touch and affect you on a spiritual level. Could you talk about just the effect of Ra Qi Gong on the spirit? And just simply because when I listen to you outline the benefits, the cleared meridians, and as a result of that being cleared, you know, then, you know, just bringing homeostasis to the whole body. I mean, you're going to think clearer. And if you think clearer, if your mind is clear, you're going to be able to make better decisions. I mean, so could you talk about that?
Yes. So, you know, when you're born, essentially, there's this energetic imprint that takes place in the body at the day and time in which you were born. You know, there are these qualities of expression that tend to be more prominent than others. And that can be, you know, one can find more about that when it comes to Bazi or Chinese astrology. Those are those earthly energies, you know. But, you know, as you go through life, you find that, you know, you're going to be challenged in different areas of life, you know, to manifest, you know, a quality of expression, you know. And those are those heavenly, you know, challenges. So you got the earthly energies.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that you know, you manifest, and people know this as, you know, personality.
Okay.
And then you know, you go through life and you find that, you know, you're met with these various challenges that just seem to come from out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know why you get upset, you know, when somebody calls you out your name. You know, you may logically have reasons for it, but why do you just tend to just, you know, explode, you know? So, you know, there's, and everybody can look back in their life and see that they've gone through challenges, they're going through challenges right now, and they'll, you know, continue to go through challenges, because essentially the purpose is, you know, to balance out heaven and earth. You know,
mm-hmm.
There's this expression that, you know, man lives between heaven and earth. He walks upon earth, and heaven is everything above and all around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so as above, so below, as within, so without. You know, so you find that, you know, there's the heaven and earth within, you know, man's, you know, body.
Okay.
And, you know, not to go too far deep into it, but essentially, you know, your mind and your mindset and the way you process and think about things has a lot to do with your success in life. And then the energy that, you know, makes those thoughts real or those, you know, visions real, you know, has a lot to do with, you know, your success. right? So you got the mind, and then you got the energy, right, that will come from what they call the second brain, right? You know, did you know you had two brains? You know,
two.
you got the one in the head, and then you got the one in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they call it the enteric nervous system. And the enteric nervous system has over 100 million neurons. It's a lot of energy that fires down in the gut.
Mm.
And that's what powers, you know, gives life through the spinal cord, which carries, you know, an electric charge up into the brain. So when you talk about the connection between the spirit, you know, I'll go back to the whole idea of moving back into the circle, into the center of the circle. When you balance out your energies, you're able to see things clearly. You know, you're able to go back and view things. You know, we're all conscious. You know, we're all awake. You know, and what you'll find is, if indeed, or not if, you know, being that you can modulate your energy, right, and your quote-unquote mm-hmm. personality can change, then you are not your personality.
Mm-hmm.
If you were your personality, then that's it. That's period. You know, I love, you know, I get super excited when popcorn comes in. You know, that's just me. That's just how I feel. That's just my personality. You know,
mm-hmm.
that would be it. That would be you for the rest of your life. You know, but if you have teeth problems or you have high blood pressure, now you're doomed. Or you
mm-hmm.
have to make a choice. You have to change your energy. You have to change the way you think about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you are not your energies. You are consciousness, will, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another divisible side to you, which is energy and matter, which is what they call the spirit. So
yes.
People come into that understanding while doing Ra Qigong, because you get to that peaceful place in the center of the circle and you're like, wow, I'm watching everything go around me or happen around me, and I'm not necessarily being provoked by it. You know, I'm not necessarily responding by it. I have the opportunity to respond, but it doesn't happen automatically. You know, I'm not being triggered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's very crucial, because if we go through life just being triggered and being moved by everything around us, then we're not in control, right? It's like you're in the driver's, you're in the car. It wouldn't make sense when you're ready to make a right turn for you to get out your car and to turn the wheel to the right and then get back in the car and then turn to the right. You see?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, you just turn to the right. Right? And that's how the consciousness, will, and the energy matter, the divisible, you know, parts of, you know, the being, your being, that's how it works. So life is a process of learning how to harmonize those two interactions. You know, that's the whole yin and yang piece. That's the whole inner world and external world, you know. And you go through these challenges in life to become a sufficient driver, if you know what I mean.
Mhm. Yes. You know,
and
brother,
it's important to know how to drive, right?
If you get behind the wheel and you don't, you're gonna surely know very soon that somebody should have taught you. You know, this is very, very powerful. I mean, I really love even the last portion you were talking about, consciousness, will, and energy matter. It took me a long time to get that, brother. I mean, it took me years to really understand that concept. I mean, I would read it. I would read the words. I would see the words in print, you know, in my mind, just
mm-hmm.
for some reason, there was this blockage that would not allow me to just grasp the concept of consciousness, will, energy, matter. And then probably within the last five, definitely within the last five, the light went on. You know, it was like, oh,
yeah,
Hey, you know, yeah. I got it. I got it.
I'm
you
still
know.
Learning too. I'm still learning too, my brother. It's a process.
Wow. Yes, sir.
It's a
yes,
process.
Sir.
You know, but I you know, Duan and Ter, you know, thank God I got that Ra Chi Gong. You know, so when I get lost in the sauce or I get confused, you know, or I'm going through something or I have a challenge or, you know, I got to prepare for something, you know, I get in my stance and an hour later I come out of it and I'm ready to go.
Well, I know that there are people out there that after hearing this show are going to want to know how they can learn more about Ra Chi Gong. I know you're in the Washington, D.C. area. Are you teaching up there at the Simbeb Wellness Complex?
Yes. Yes, sir, I am. I am. So
okay. Okay.
We at the complex, the wellness complex is located on 6224 3rd Street. That's Washington, D.C., Northwest. Can't quite recall the zip code, but you can Google it, and it'll
come
right up.
It's 20011.
Yes, there you go. There you go.
Okay.
And hosting, you know, some Ra Chi Gong classes on Saturdays. I believe we are starting on January the 21st.
Okay.
I do have to double check that date, but you know, I'll be sure. You know, at the end of this, you know, broadcast to leave my information so that people can find out more.
Well, brother, I mean, there's still so much. I mean, I would really love to delve into even more in more detail. Maybe we could talk. If you're interested in coming back, I would love to have you back on the show. Maybe we can do a series if you like, you know, however you want to put it together, if you're interested, because this is really, really powerful, powerful information. And I'd love to talk about yin and yang and the importance of breath and, you know, all of that, the life force, and I mean, all of that, because it's all interrelated. And again, with the Ra Qigong system, just touching on so many things, mantras, I mean, all of it is just so informative. And I think that, again, this is the missing link. I think for a lot of people that get on a spiritual path, they assume that when I'm okay, I've you know, I'm following this system now or this teaching now, and not even considering the fact that the role that for a system such as Qigong that deals with the inner world and the outer world and the different effects that the lung system, the kidney system, the spleen, the large intestines, the small intestines, and the heart, and all of these have on the body, we're being affected by the level of the chi in these organs, whether we are aware of it or not. You know, could you talk about that? That even though we might not be aware of why a person may lack motivation, or a person might have an overabundance of energy in a particular organ, or there may be some stagnation, whether we know it or not, if it's stagnated, it's stagnated. We just don't know it, you know. And even how we can actually, if there is a deficiency in a particular organ and it needs to be raised, if life is demanding a particular energy to manifest, to be brought forth, that we can actually do something about it and don't have to be just resigned to the fact that, oh, I'm not good at math, or, you know, I'm not good at this, or, you know, we can actually do something about it. Could you talk about that? Hello, my brother, you still with us? Okay. Hi, everybody. I want you to hold on. Let's see if I can get my brother, see if he's still here. Okay, it looks like my brother has dropped off. Okay, well, I'm going to play a little music and see if I can get him back, okay? Everybody, hold on 1 second. Listen to the drum. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for your patience. My name is Juwanza. Okay, my brother's going to be calling right back in. Is this interview fabulous or what? I mean, I am really enjoying this information, and I hope you are too. So while I'm waiting on my brother to come back, let me just give you got an announcement to make. Everybody, you know Dr. Lathan, right? You know Dr. Ruby Lathan. She's a regular on the show. Well, she's going to be having a workshop, okay? And I want to make sure that I give you the information so that you're able to take advantage of it, okay? Let me see here. Let me get it down. Okay. Well, again, Dr. Lathan has cured herself of thyroid cancer, okay? So you definitely want to take advantage of an opportunity to hear a sister who is a real healer, who really knows what she's doing. I mean, and that's what this show is about. We bring on healers, okay, people that can help you transform your life, that can help you to change your life. Well, the name of the workshop is actually, it's a summit. It's called Reengineer Your Life Holistic Health Summit, and that's going to be on February the 4th, 2017. And that's going to be from 9 to 5 in Washington, D.C. at the Trinity Washington University. At Trinity Washington University. Again, that's the Reengineer Your Life Holistic Health Summit. That's February the 4th, 2017, from 9 to 5 at Washington, D.C. at the Trinity Health Summit. Okay. For more information, go to www.myhealth.com. My Health, that's capital My, that's capital M in My, and Health, capital H, Summit, capital S.com. Okay? So, back to the music while I get my guests back on, all right? Thank you so much, everybody, for your patience. Everybody, I want to thank you so much for your time. Again, my name is Juwanza. Oh, man, we just had a little technical difficulty, but trust me, I'm going to have my brother back on, and we're going to continue this fabulous, fabulous interview on Ra Chi Gong. I know I've learned a lot today, and I know that you have too. It really sounds like this show that we did today is really, really going to lay the foundation for future shows because with a system such as this, I mean, we can't not discuss it, okay? We're going to be continuing to discuss it, and I'm going to tell you about how you can take advantage of the information. If you're not in the Washington, D.C. area, there may be classes near you offered by the Osara Set Society. So I just want to say, take a moment and thank Sayyid Necharak to Shechem and Shechem Rao Nefer Amen for all of the work that he's done in providing us with systems, with information, with books. I mean, there's no excuse for us to not evolve into the divine men and women that we're destined to be. We've got everything that's at our disposal. I mean, we've got books. We've got a Madunatir series, okay? We've got books on Bazi astrology. We've got books on Qigong, okay? Several books on Qigong, several books on Bazi astrology. I mean, a series, a Madunatir series, books on relationships. I mean, you name it. Now, the question is, how bad do you want it? Are you willing to sacrifice all to become the vessel of God? Are you willing to sacrifice all to become the vessel of God? Do you know that God needs you to come into the world? And fulfilling God's need is the highest act of love. That's the law of my heart. Are you willing to make whatever sacrifices are necessary for you to become a better husband, a better wife, a better son, a better daughter, a better employee, a better employer, a better person? Are you willing to do the work that is required to be divine? Divinity doesn't come about just by you declaring it. It takes work. That animal, that human persona, that's got to be transcended. And it takes work to transcend that. Shows like the one that you heard today on Ra Qi Gong help in that process. I want to encourage you, if you're listening for the first time, or even if you've listened before and haven't had an opportunity to scroll down the archives, take a trip down the archives. Again, we've done shows with Shechem Ashechem Ra'u Nefa Amen, series is with Orwa, Dr. Orwa Hehi Metura in Comet. We've done series with him on the seven divisions of the spirit, the 11 laws of God. We've done shows with Dr. Ra'u Nefa Amen the first on stress-free for life, on shows on comedic spirituality. I mean, you name it. We've done shows with Hekshem Suheru, Shechem Me'ab Neter. Just scroll down the archives. We've done shows with Shechem Tepraim Sa'ah. Just scroll down the archives. We've done shows with Shechem Sa'anktaku Nenebu on the winter solstice. Just scroll down the archives. We did shows with the installment of one of the sisters, Sister Sanekam, on her installment as a queen mother. That's in the archives, okay? We've done shows with on the healing power of joy, okay? That was concerning the Hetheru healing dance, okay, with Queen Mother Mashtam Amen. That's in the archives, okay? We do shows with healers. Like I mentioned, Dr. Ruby Latham, she's cured herself of thyroid cancer. Shows with her on every aspect of holistic health. Okay, shows with Brother Coy Dunstan, cured his mother of cancer in both of her breasts, her liver, and her colon. Those shows are in the archives. Okay, shows with Dr. Ted Watkins, graduated from Howard University School of Medicine in 1977, went on to become a successful surgeon, but Natea called him out of that and into holistic health, and now he's made that his life's work. He's in the archives, and so many, many more, so many, many more. So I encourage you to take a stroll down the archives. I guarantee you there's going to be something there for you. So I'd like for you to, with me, welcome our, looks like he might be, and I certainly hope that he agrees to be a regular on Juwanza for Life. And that is a very, very powerful brother. Did a very, very powerful interview. Kitab Kim Ma'a. And let me see if this is him. Hold on one second. Kitab, welcome to Juwanza for Life. Last four digits, 1347. Are you there? 1347, are you there?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Brother Kitab?
Sorry. Yes, too.
Oh, okay. My brother, welcome back.
Technology.
Thank you so much.
What can you say?
Hey, technology, my brother. I'm just happy to have you back. And I was just mentioning to the listeners that there's so much to cover. I mean, the system is so vast. It's so deep. It's so intense. It's so involved that you can't get it all in one show. And so I would like to invite you to come back. We can, you know, set a date off the air, and then I can, you know, promote the show on my end. If you're interested in coming back and doing a part two or however many parts you feel necessary, or as this, you know, as we continue to learn, you know, as you continue to teach, you know, then maybe it would be great to have a a series of shows if you're interested in that.
Absolutely. That sounds wonderful.
Well, my brother, for this show today, again, I want to thank you for the work that you've done. Where we left off, where you were giving the information for the classes, I believe you said starting on January the 21st at the Simbeb Wellness Complex in Washington, and is that 6224
Third Street
in Washington, D.C. And the zip code is 20011. Is there a phone number that they can call for more information? Can they call the Simbeb at the 202-723-5566 number?
Yeah, that's a good number to reach. Mm-hmm.
Again, if you'd like more information on how to get in contact with, if you're going to be in the area, you're living in the area, and you want to find out when exactly the classes start and any of the other classes that they may be offering at the Simbeb Wellness Complex, which houses will be the home of the Osaraset D.C. Gnome. The number to call there is 202-723-5566. Brother Khattab, is there anything else concerning we'll just use this then as tonight's show as the overview, laying the foundation for further discussions in the future. Was there anything else that you wanted to add that we didn't cover tonight that you felt would be important to cover as a foundation show, laying the foundation?
Yes, absolutely. You know, if individuals out there, want to get a head start, this has resonated with them and, they're ready essentially to, take their lives to the next level, then I would highly and strongly recommend that they purchase the book, which comes mm-hmm. with a instructional DVD on the steps on how to do the form, for the individuals who are not in D.C. and for the individuals who are in D.C. And the book also goes into the nitty gritty and the, it goes deeper into the philosophy behind the positions, the mantras, the stance, and it lists, the numerous benefits that so many people have already experienced while taking up this practice, Ra Qigong. So they can go to www.taui.network.net. And they can navigate on that site to purchase the Ra Qigong book and the DVD.
My brother, again, I was just thanking while we were waiting to get you back, just the people that I've been fortunate enough to interview, and I'm adding you to this long list of priests and priestesses from the Osaraset Society, starting with Shechem Ashechem, Dr. Ron Unefer Amen the First, and of course Brother Orwa Hehimeturan Comet, and Hekshem Suharu, Shechem Meab Neter, Shechem Tepraim Sa'ah, the Shechems and the Orwats, and Shechem Sa'ankaku Nebu, and Queen Mother Mashtam Amen, and then we did a show with Queen Mother Sanerta got installed. We did a show with her on that. We've interviewed, so many people within the Osaraset Society, and I just want to, again, add you to the list of wonderful guests that I've had the opportunity of interviewing, and just to thank all of you, just for the impact that you've had on my life, because this show has impacted my life too, just this show today. And so I want to thank you for all of your work, your commitment, to being Osir, to being divine, and helping sharing the wisdom of Dr. Rao Nefa Amen, Shechem Ashechem Rao Nefa Amen, with us so that we can add this to our tool belt, and tap into and use as the situations arise that will require that we use this information. And I just want, and if you could you talk before we leave just about the importance of people even sharing this information? Because, you know, we'll get listeners, and I mean, this is not just for my person. You know, who am I? I'm the one who in giving receives more, you know. So I'm giving this information so that other people can have this information and work with this information and share it. Could you talk about the importance of even just sharing this information, so that, because if as a result of sharing, other people come out and say, okay, you know what, I didn't hear the show, but somebody that heard the show shared this with me. I'll do the workshop as I'm going to take the classes in D.C. as a result of somebody just sharing this information. Could you talk about the need to share?
Yeah, I mean, you never know what somebody is going through, you know. And right now, 2017, you know, everybody knows we are facing, you know, problems on every level, you know, from the family core level, you know, economic level, you know, poverty, you know, murder, rape, you know, all of these things come from, you know, just a sickness that is running rampant, you know, throughout the world, essentially. So, you know, this is a really powerful healing tool. I mean, I've put myself through it. You know, I continue to, you know, move strongly with it to continue to bring myself to a certain level of development. But it's very important to, you know, to speak about this, because, you know, you can't lock yourself up in your home for the rest of your life. You know, you still have to interact and, you know, participate in society on some level, you know, regardless of the color, you know, the race, the religion, you know, the ethnicity, regardless of the sex, the age, you know, all of these things are very important. And if we are to uplift ourselves, you know, and work on ourselves, then essentially, in turn, we'll have a better world. You know, so if you're concerned and you want a better world, then, you know, you have to start, we all have to start with the healing process first, because we all have these different things, these different challenges that we got to get through to uplift ourselves so that there can be, you know, harmony in the world, there can be peace in the world, there can be prosperity in the world, you know. So we got to, you know, we got to start with the healing process. And this Ron Qigong, you know, it strikes deep. It strikes deep, you know. And they say, an ounce of prevention is worth more than a pound of cure. So you're going to be curing and eliminating certain things from your life that were oncoming, that were coming down the road, and you just necessarily, you couldn't see them, you know, and helping other individuals to do that by sharing, you know, this book and this practice, you know, so that ultimately as days come, and they will come, you know, we're able to say, hey, we're making progress, you know, we're moving along, we're, you know, living and coming in to live into a better world.
Well put, my brother. Well put. So to everybody that's interested in Ra Qigong, get the book, www.tawinetwork. Did you say .biz?
.net.
.net. Okay, www.tawi, that's T-A-U-I, network.net. Yeah, www.tawinetwork.net. No, .com, I'm sorry, .com. Did you say .net or .com, my brother? I'm sorry. Maybe my liver just informed me.
It is .net.
.net, okay, everybody. Yes. www.tawinetwork.net, okay, so that you can get the book. And once you read the book, you can, and by the way, you can get more than one copy. You know, you don't have to just get one copy of the book. You can get a book for yourself and for somebody else, okay, as a gift. Trust me, they will benefit from it. okay? And again, if you're in D.C., call this number if you want more information about the classes on Ra Qigong, 202-723-5566. That's 202-723-5566. And they can tell you exactly when, the time, and any other classes that they might be offering at the Senbeb Wellness Complex. Any parting words for our listeners, Brother Katan?
You know, once again, I just want to express my gratitude, you know, and having the privilege to be able to connect.
Yes,
you know, what I do, you know, personally and in life is really all about connecting. You know, I work in a very high-powered and rapid-paced industry, you know, as far as fitness is concerned. And, you know, it starts with the opportunity to sit down and have a conversation with the individual, you know. So I'm once again, you know, in that position, of course, because of you. You know, so I'm not necessarily seeing faces, but I know people can hear my voice. And I want to just say thank you for the opportunity to be able to connect with you all. And, you know, I look forward to, you know, making contact, you know, and just hearing more about the benefits and adding to the long list of benefits that you all will get, you know, by taking up this practice. So I just want to say thank you.
The pleasure is mine, my brother. And if they wanted to, you say you do personal training, and that's in addition to the Qigong classes, the Ra Qigong classes that you teach at, that you will be teaching starting on January the 21st. So if somebody wanted to get a personal consultation, how can they reach you?
Yes, they can fill out a contact form and then go to my personal website. It's www.qiandweights.com.
Okay, and
weights.com.
Weights like when you go to the gym,
W-E-I. Exactly.
Okay. Qi Weights, www.qiweights.com.
Qi and Weights.
And, the word and spelled out?
Yes, A-N-D.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome, my brother. Awesome. So you're a personal trainer, so people, they can come to you and they, you know, they have their fitness goals and, you know, they want to make some real changes in their life and they're serious about it, and they can give you a contact you there, and you'll take them and transform them, huh?
From top to bottom, from in and out.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You all heard it. This has been an honor for me to have the opportunity again to speak with Katab Kimaha. As I mentioned, I had seen his, I'd heard of him and seen him, but I had not had an opportunity to connect with him, and I had looked forward to doing an interview with him. And again, special thanks to Orwa Hehi Mentoran Comet for connecting us, because as a result of this, there'll be other shows coming out of this discussion today. Again, I'll be letting you all know when those shows will be, and we'll continue this awesome, awesome discussion. Brother Katab, thank you so much, my brother. I really appreciate having you on today.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you again.
Okay. Everybody, that is Katab Kimaha. Awesome, awesome, brother. Powerful, powerful interview. Again, I encourage you to give him a call at, well, contact him if you want personal consultation, personal trainer at www.qiandweights.com. Okay, so that's www.qiandweights.com. And if you'd like to purchase the book, okay, that Ra'o Nefa Men's brand new book, okay, called Ra Qigong, you want to go to www.taui.net. Okay? So, again, my name is Juwanza. I want to thank you so much for your time. It's always a pleasure. Who am I? I am the one who, in giving, receives more. And I so much thank you so much for your time. Who are you?